Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of May 2nd, 2011. In UFO news, SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, has suspended its search for life beyond ours due to budget constraints. SETI, which operates an array of telescopes at the Hat Creek Observatory about 300 miles north of San Francisco, studies radio sources coming from stars that are not naturally occurring. With so many UFO sightings, many people wonder if this is worth the time and effort. Former guest of the Grand Dark Conspiracy, Stanton Friedman, said it best when he called SETI the silly effort to investigate. And in ghost news, an interesting photo taken of a webcam inside the Knickerbocker Hotel in Linesville, Pennsylvania, has turned up a shadow person. The webcam runs 24/7 at the Knickerbocker Hotel, and many observers watch from all over hoping to find such an event. The image appears to be a shadow person standing in a doorway and does show a distinct outline of a person. I find this story interesting because I went to the Knickerbocker Hotel last winter and returned again last Saturday, April 30th. I will mention any updates about this webcam capture or our experiences next week. And in other news, the search for the God particle may be over. A leaked memo points to the possibility that the Higgs boson may have been discovered. The Large Hadron Collider may have found this most sought-after particle in physics, but many feel this rumor may turn out to be either a hoax or a major jump to conclusion. Links to these stories can be found in the Paranexus Anomalous News feed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Questions, comments can be directed to insider@paranewsinsider.com. Conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. I would again like to talk about a special event coming up in about a month, Improving Paranormal Investigation with History, on Saturday, June 4, 2011, 2:30 to 11 p.m. in Kernersville, North Carolina. The event is summed up as a gathering for investigators by investigators. This event is catered to investigators based in North Carolina and Virginia who want to take their skills to the next level. Many para events feature well-known personalities. This symposium is a little different in that the focus is on investigators and investigation. There are no famous folks and no ghost hunts, just education and dialogue with like-minded colleagues. For more information on this event, please visit www.kornersfolly.org. Also, I spoke about the Knickerbocker Hotel earlier. My group, the Ohio Paranormal Investigation Network, at ghosthelp.net, will be sponsoring an event at the Knickerbocker Hotel on June 18th from 7 p.m. to 4 a.m. with a class and refreshments provided. The cost is $50 per person, and there is a limited availability, and registration is required. Please visit events.ghosthelp.net for further details. Also coming July 23rd, Open will be joined by former guest of the Grand Dark Conspiracy, John Sable, in an investigation of the Madison Seminary in Madison, Ohio. Again, visit events.ghosthelp.net or madison.ghosthelp.net for information on these events. And there are plenty more coming soon. And also coming May 6th and the 7th, this coming weekend, is the Great Appalachian Spook Show in McConnellsville, Ohio. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Just to let you know, we are not associated in any way with any event listed unless otherwise stated, and we cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website for particular information. And for more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com on Facebook and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on fateradio.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Andrew Reed, Investigating the Phantom Signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.